Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B, or its affiliates.
Now, I hope y'all like that thing. That's It's Your Life, my song. It's Your Life. I'm just releasing it. It's not out there yet on the platforms where you can get it, but it'll be there by next week. It's a song that I wrote years ago, inspired by Kenny McLeod, who produced the music for me, a brother of mine who I love so dearly. He gave me that song as a gift, and I want to give it back to him. I tell you, everybody's excited about the song. It's timeless. It speaks about all of the things that are going on today in our society, and we need to pay attention. We need to wake up. We don't need to be walking around blind like we don't know truth, we don't understand truth, we don't see a reality, and we can't make out what's going on in the world today. We are not stupid. And so I just want everybody to know, when I wrote the song, that it is about our lives. It's our lives. So many things are going on in the world today that are unhealthy. Global warming is a real thing. They are putting chemtrails in the air, chemicals. They call it geoengineering, if you want to know the technical term of it that they use. It's called geoengineering. And they're putting this stuff in the air and causing us to breathe it. Everybody's having these health problems. It's one thing after another. It's so many things going on out there that we need to be aware of. So the song is basically telling everybody to be wise, telling everybody to be smart, and pay attention. It's your life. Don't waste your time with your life. Hold on to your mind with your life, because the stuff out here will drive us crazy. There's so much stuff going on out here. People are stressing out from one place to another with worrying about things that really, to me, really, y'all, it's not as bad as it seems. All of the hype and all of the stress that's being caused by raising, you know, the awareness of things, but at the same time making it such a big deal out of stuff. The world is not going to come to an end if the elections come and your candidate does not win, okay? Just let you know that now. The world is not coming to an end if your candidate don't win. Can I get everybody to say that? The world is not coming to an end if your candidate don't win. Just know that. That's not a big issue. So anyway, I'm excited about having this opportunity. I want to thank E-Water Radio, Ed Waterford, for inviting me to come on and do this thing here on his platform, Block Talk Radio. I'm excited about it. I told a bunch of my friends to call in and check us out, Block Talk Radio. I understand that we have a few people on the line right now that are looking to come in and chime in. But before you do, I would like to tell you a little bit about myself, because a lot of people know me from the L.A. area and my giving and my contributing to the community, but they don't really know a little about my background. I was born in the church atmosphere, and the giving thing was something that was always a part of my life. I watched the pastor give. My mother was a giver. My father was a giver by nature, and so I just became a giver by nature. I think even more my spiritual mother, Glendora Smoot Joseph, down in Avondale, Louisiana, was my biggest inspiration. I don't know anybody that gave more than she did, and I just wanted to be like her, you know. So I think that kind of thing, inspired by her, was something. And then I had a lot of experiences as a child that let me know that God was really real. And when you know that God is real for yourself, you don't care about what nobody else has to say, think, feel, or what their opinion is about what you're doing or what your relationship is with God, because you know God for yourself. So I'm excited about being able to share that side of my life and my history as far as giving. My singing also comes from my family. I come from a family of singers, and I love to write. Been writing since I was 5 years old, and as we move forward through these shows and these going forth, I'm sure I'm going to share a lot of my music with you and maybe do some a cappella stuff, because I like to sing off the top and I like to make up songs. I just want to be able to be me. That's all I want to do, is be able to be me. I was unable to figure out how to work the Instagram, because I was going to put that on too. I see we got people over here on Facebook. Hey, y'all. But I, for your Blog Talk Radio people, I'm so glad that you're here. And we'll do the Instagram another time. I'm not sure. I want you to know that I am a mother. A lot of people say, oh, girl, I can't believe you're a mother and a grandmother. I'm a mother of four and a grandmother of five. Yes, I am. How I look, y'all? Do I look well? Y'all can't see me on Blog Talk, but those that are out there that can see me, I'm trying to take care of myself. And family is very important to me, although I do not get to spend the amount of time with my family like I would like to. I believe that I'm working hard now to make sure that that happens in the future, so I won't have to work so hard in the future. I encourage you all to do the same thing. I am also all about community and inspiring and empowering the community. So I've been seeking people who are interested in forming groups, getting in groups, starting funds, getting funds and getting the corporations to put the funds in the funds so we could help the community. Eradicate the Hate is doing a lot of stuff. That's my organization, by the way. A lot of people know that about the organization already. Today we did a giveaway in the 9th District. Wow, it was humongous. Big, lots of cars, lots of people, and I believe we made it to Channel 7 and Channel 2. So look out for the advertisement or whatever they did, just a little plug or something. We're grateful for them for coming out and doing something for us and giving us some exposure. I want to give a special props to all of the people that helped me out there. I ain't no way I can give you everybody's name, so I'm going to break it down and give you maybe three or four. Reed Rich and Daphne, I don't know Daphne's the last name, but you came through like champions for me with the organization of everything and all of the churches and the people who participated. I cannot count how many volunteers showed up. I'm grateful for everybody. Carolyn Burrell, I don't know what I would do without you. You are my sister. Thank you for sticking by me, boo. I love you so much. And everybody else that's on the team, I'm totally grateful. Ty King, that's my baby. And everybody else, you know who you are. Just thank you so much for supporting the organization today. We took care of a lot of people. I know we gave away over $50,000 worth of product without a doubt in my mind. That or more, or much more, really. But anyway, a lot of people were blessed. So I'm grateful for that and looking forward to doing some more of that. I'm looking forward to doing another event soon before the end of the year is out. So look for it and find out where we are. And I think I have a sister friend on the line by the name of Carla. Is Carla on the line? I'd love to chat with Carla. Carla with the K, are you there? Is Carla on hello? The line?
Yes, hello, Queen. Hello, Queen.
Well, hello there, my sister. How are you?
I am thankful, girl. I am blessed and doing well. And congratulations to you.
So it's kind of late your time. I'm so glad you took the time to call in and say something to me, girlfriend. This is Carla with a K. I'm sure everybody remember her from KACE. And she also has her own blog talk radio show. She schooled me. She does SEOs. What is that when you do the monitor the stuff on the
search engine optimization. Yeah, internet marketing stuff. But, you know, this is about you, Teresa. This is not
because I want you to know that your skills and everything that you're doing is worth a little time. So you need to tell them how they can reach you, what's your Instagram handle, if they need help with optimizing their internet stuff, what they want to get out there. Tell me how could they reach you. Give them something.
On Instagram, it's I am Carla with a K.
I am Carla with a K. That's the Instagram handle. All right, that's for those of you who are may not be hearing her as clearly, because I see we have people on the Facebook as well. And so I just wanted to give that out. I am Carla with a K on Instagram. Facebook.
And Facebook is Carla. Yeah, Facebook, it's Carla Withack. It's with a K with no spaces. It looks like Withack. A lot of people thought I got married to somebody named Withack.
So it looks like Withack. W-A-K, right?
With a K.
Okay,
yeah.
Carla W-A-K.
It's K-A-R-L-A-W-I-T-H-A-K. It's
okay.
All spelled out.
Carla
Facebook, it says Carla Withack.
That's spelled out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm also on my website, CarlaWithAK.net.
I like that. Carla with a K, and then I am Carla.
I am Carla with a K, and my website is CarlaWithAK.net.
Yes. Okay. And that's CarlaWithAK.net, you said?
Yes, that's my personal website. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a personal website. You guys go get her, get with her. She's also my person to go to if I'm doing some red carpet stuff and I need somebody that can do some very good interviews. She has the right look, the right personality, and she's a great interviewer. She asks the right questions. She speaks very, very well. I can learn something from her. So please, you know, pray for me that I improve in certain areas of my life. Anyway, Carla,
I'm glad that you
called in. Anything else you'd like everybody to know about you?
I wanted to mention the election. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Oh, definitely. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. The election, huh?
Yes. I mean, it's in a couple of days. And, you know, I'm here in New York. Well, I'm on the East Coast. And I came into New York, actually, today. I'm in New York. And I have learned a lot about how New Yorkers feel about the current president. And I know that there's a lot of stuff going on. But let's not forget that Barack Obama did put things in place that we are now seeing. We cannot be fooled into believing that the current president has created all the opportunities that are there, think time to manifest. And Barack Obama put a lot of things in place that are just manifesting now. So let's not get it twisted and think that the current president has presented all of these economic opportunities online and elsewhere.
I'm not exactly sure. I wish you could give me some details on some specifics. You're touching on politics, because I definitely give the president President Obama the credit for signing into law all of the things that this president has been able to capitalize on. So the law that the president that's doing now, he would not have been able to do those things before Obama. Obama was the one who put a lot of things into the law that allows this president to do what he's doing. I just don't think they expected this president to be in office. They expected another president to be to have the power, but at the same time, it is what it is, and I'm not mad. I'm sure a lot of people are mad, but I'm not one of them that's mad about anything, because a lot of people, because of it, and for my own self, the opportunity zone that this president created is allowing African Americans to buy up the city, the inner city, and not pay taxes. So some of those things that I'm aware of that we can benefit from. Now, I think, I don't know for sure what Obama did about that in the past, but maybe he did.
Opportunity zone.
To be able to create the opportunity zone.
Opportunity zones have been around for many years. You know,
yes, they have,
start
but it's only certain things that you could do within their systems. The things are much more broader now. You know, we have a whole bunch of different community investment acts and things that that's being demanded. The main financial company, I can't think of their name, started with an MP or something like that or whatever, financial, Morgan something.
Morgan
Stanley, I think it is, but maybe not. I don't feel like it's Morgan Stanley. I think it's another one. But anyway, it's a lot of mandates that's going down now that's requiring them to get up off of a lot of money. And so a lot of people are jumping on that. And just getting in and knowing where it's at and who's giving it and how to get it is the thing. So we need to just learn those kinds of things, where to go and how to get it. You know, and I don't think it's about the president or the election itself or either one of them. I don't think it's a Democrat or Republican thing. I don't think it's a black or white thing, to be honest with you. I do know that it's a deep state against the people thing, but most people don't know what the deep state is, and they just think it's like Illuminati or something or whatever they're calling it. You know, but there are a group of people that have had a monopoly on the world that's been broken because of this president. And so a lot of people are paying attention to that, you know, and that's the thing that they're looking at. The enemy of my enemy is a friend of mine kind of attitude.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, then there was that the Central Park Five, you know, that Trump, you know, had a – I mean, that was an issue.
I'm not sure. I don't. Yeah, because I don't really know if he could have even cared about the Central Park Five. First of all, he's a prejudiced white man that really only thing he care about is winning. And in this case, he's winning against the deep state. He ain't thinking about black or white. This here is a spiritual war right now.
Well,
who's going to run the military industrial complex? Who's going to control
it? But also, if he stays in office, he cannot be prosecuted for crimes
The media, if you're listening to the media, then that's a whole other ball game, if you're asking me. When he came in, the first thing he told everybody is that the media is fake. I said the media was fake way before he even ran for president. So if anybody thinks he's the one that's causing people to think the media is fake, that's crazy. No, people need to know, just like everybody's been talking about Jaguar Wright, is out there talking about what's been going on in the music industry all of these years and how everybody's been bamboozled and woozled. And obviously it's true, because you can see a lot of the things she's saying. Ain't nobody coming up against her saying she lying or trying to sue her for defamation of character. If nobody don't speak the truth, nobody will know the truth. And that's all that is with this, a lot of the system stuff. Ain't nobody going to tell you the truth that the pharmaceuticals want to keep you sick and keep you alive as long as they can to get you to pay them bills. I'm one personally that was on, heart pills over 10 years ago. I don't take heart pills today, but it's not because of the pharmaceutical companies or the doctors. They're in the bed together. They're going to tell you to take your medicine or else you're going to die if you get off of it for 2 weeks. That's what they tell you. You take it till you die. That is not the reality of life. You to get your GFC.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon, I take care of a 94-year-old lady. She hasn't taken a heart pill as long as I haven't taken one. So it depends on who you want to listen to for your facts. You know what I'm saying? You either go to them or you get your, you do your research. That's what you do. You do your research.
Right.
Things. I know you're talking about Obama, but the shameful thing when it comes down to business is our ambassadors are supposed to go over in these other countries in those embassies to take care of our financial business. All of these years, they've been playing us like, don't let me tell the word I want to say, because we've never had ambassadors to go over there and do business. Our ambassadors was celebrities or children of celebrities or people who know nothing about business, and they've been raping us. If you look at the financial, the reason why we're able to give away so much money right now is because since he's been in there, we have made trillions and trillions. We were flying over Turkey's airspace. They were charging us millions of dollars to fly over their airspace, and we were taking care of them. We were protecting them. The president asked him, why are you charging us so much to fly over your airspace? They say, because you didn't ask. Nobody told us not to. Isn't that a stupid answer? Do you know President Kennedy's daughter was the ambassador to Japan, knows nothing about politics or business, but yet she was doing all of her financial business for Japan? Do you know China bought 3 weeks ago more corn from us than anybody in the history of this country? We have made so much money off of China since the COVID thing. I mean, he's flipping the script on everybody, throwing stuff around. I don't have to like him for him to work for me or work with me. Okay? I'm telling you where I'm at on that one. I'm glad you brought it up, though. I'm sure my executive assistant is probably saying, who, get off that conversation, please. You know, can we move to the next thing?
Well, you know, the election is
but everybody has its own, you know, but you got to look at the background. Look at, I love the term Black Lives Matter. I've always been pushing it, but then when George Soros started putting the money behind it, if you know who those people are, they'll start knocking me off of Facebook in a minute. If you start doing your research on who's who and you look at the women who run Black Lives Matter, their video out there with them saying they are trained Marxists. Their job is to overthrow governments. So that means everything that they're doing, they have intention of overthrowing governments and all that. It's stupid stuff. I don't even know how they could put this stuff on their website. But you go to their website, and they're not hiding who they are and what their agenda is, but nobody else, everybody's caught up in the term. Because it's a good term, Black Lives Matter. But nobody's looking at who's running it and the people that's funding it. You look at that and you understand how a man could put his knee on a man's neck and pose for pictures, put his hand in his pocket, smile at the camera, roll his knee back and forth over the man's neck, and then think it's something, the whole public look at that like, oh, that was just some kind of incident. There was nobody at the police station when the police burned down. The police left before because that was a whole setup. And the man who had his knee on the man's neck had the National Guard in front of his house. Come on now. Somebody open your eyes and see what's going on. There's a reason why they upset and stuff. They mad about something. They don't be surprised if something go down in the next couple of days, okay? Somebody's mad. Pay attention. Open your eyes. Y'all be the somebody better start speaking some truth for real. Pay attention. Okay? And then I know I love me some Maxine Waters, baby. I have been diehard Maxine all my life. I love Maxine Waters, but when you think about she's been for 10 years over the finance committee over the United States, she's in charge of the whole finance committee. What's going on in her district? I done heard some people say some stuff, and I done seen she done went to visit some folks that were homeless and brought them apples. You know what I'm saying? And she's over the finance committee? Y'all have to look at that kind of stuff. That's our Auntie Maxine, but don't think your auntie, you don't need to be calling your auntie sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Just because we love people don't mean we need to let them sit down and rape us and do whatever they want to us just because we love them and we're going to forgive them. No, we got to stand up and say, okay, we have to be accountable. Huh?
So what do you think about this guy that she's saying dishonorably discharged John Collins, who's running against her?
Is it the Joe Collins I know? I don't even know. I have not even done. I know a Joe Collins. I can call him on the phone.
I don't think it's I don't think the name was Joe. I thought it was John. Is it Joe?
Oh, I thought you said it was Joe. I thought it was Joe Collins. It could be John. I don't know. If y'all can, somebody can write it somewhere, send me something. I don't know. But
I don't know
who the person is.
But he's running against her.
All I know is that people in power never want to give up power. I don't care if you've been in power for 20 years. If you're in power, you do not want to give up power, period. That's the nature of the man. You know, it's just the nature of the beast, boo. So I don't know, but I will say this. No need for us to keep sitting down thinking we have to stay Democrats. Some of us need to be jumping over in that Republican Party and stirring up some stuff. So if they got some African-Americans in the Republican Party, we should definitely be looking at them, okay? All right, listen, because I know they got a lot of people calling in and waiting on the
God bless
you. I love
you,
baby. Let's talk a little, okay?
I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Caller, somebody's in here. Who's next? Who's coming in next? I can't think of who it might be. Let's see. Is anybody in there? Y'all stay with me. This is my launch party, and caller with the K, is she bad? Okay. She want to come up in here and talk about politics with me and think I'm not going to speak my mind. All right? Y'all don't stop me. Okay, go ahead. My assistant here, bring me somebody in. Caller, who's in? Anybody's in there? Hey, who is this?
What?
Who am I speaking to?
I'm Sylvie, remember?
Hi, Sylvie. How are you?
Good. I've been listening to you, and I'm so proud of you. This is amazing what you're doing. Amazing.
Thank
Keep it going.
Thank you so much, Sylvie.
You're amazing. I'm so excited for you.
Everybody, let me tell you who this is. This is Sylvie Smith. Sylvie Smith is a film distributor. Everybody that don't know that there's not an area of business that I cannot touch in a big way, and Sylvie Smith is one of them. She do, what do you call it? I'm going to say arbitrations, but that's not the word, is it?
It can be any word you want, but it's going to be good.
Okay.
No, there's not a word that you say that is, every word you say has something, has a meaning, and it goes right to the heart. And what you're doing with Pay It Forward, you got me there right away when I started looking and I found it. Oh, my gosh. Paying it forward, that's an experience that people need to experience now, not whenever people decide. You know, it just, it needs to happen and happen. We need to drill that in, just like we drill the other people that are in the politics area.
Exactly. It's important to give back, and it feels good, too.
And I am so grateful for your son, Ryan. He's an amazing young man. And, you know, it just that, like, I have a Ryan, too, and he's a great guy, too. So we're raising some good good people.
Yes, he's my executive assistant, everybody that's watching. Ryan
is
great. And he takes care of business. But, yes, some people feel like he's my son or somebody that's he is a genius. Okay, he makes sure that I'm on cue and everything that I'm doing is the right thing. And he's not letting nobody mess over me. He's my protector. And he reads me my right and tell me to shut up. Not like that. But, you know, you're not supposed to be sharing that information. You know, that kind of stuff. And I'm signing non-disclosures and getting excited about it. He's like, no, that's what a non-disclosure is. So I can't say anything. You know, so anyway, I'm excited about him being in my world, though. And Sylvie, I'm so glad that you are calling me. Is there anything that you'd like to share special? And try and stay away from politics. Carla almost gave me a heart attack.
You know what? I hate politics because it just really, it makes me angry. So I don't go there anymore because what am I going to do? Nothing. What I'm going to do is help people. That's my whole thing, my whole life. if you're in a ditch and you're covered in mud, I will come and get you. I will put you on my back and I will take you out of that puddle. It doesn't need to be there. So when that's how I am, that's just how I'm made. And I have love in my heart always. And that's what I write and do things with my heart. And that's when good things happen, always, always good things.
I love you. Love you. And I'm so glad that you're my friend. I'm building, everyone, a team of people to deal with film distribution and film creation.
Oh, that's me. That's me, yeah.
And film funders. And I'm putting everybody in the same pot and stirring all up. And we're making some big things happen. And we're preparing for some stuff in the future. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm just really, really excited about all of the
things. You know what? You know what, Teresa? It's not so much that you're stirring the pot. What you are doing is you are making waking people up, and that is the key. People can't go sleeping constantly. They gotta, you know, you are waking people up and saying, hey, listen, pay attention. Yeah, that's poor.
Yeah.
That is great. That is great. Thank you. I thank you for that.
I am so glad. Thank you, and thank you for calling me. I just discovered on this. On the Facebook here where people are saying things, because I didn't realize. At least I can see who's on that side over there. People that are coming in and speaking. The Blog Talk stuff. I'm on the phone. So I can't see anybody to know who's in, who's out, that kind of thing. And the way that I have it set up, I have my executive assistant is off location. So I'm actually here alone trying. How am I doing, you guys? Say something. Am I doing okay?
You're doing amazing. You're doing amazing. You really are.
Like,
you're making, you're shaking things up, which is good.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here. Okay,
tell it like you should, honey. Tell it like you want to tell it, because you're the only one that puts things forward, and you're not afraid of anything, and that is great. That's the good thing about everything. You are one of those people. If you see something being wronged and isn't right, you're going to say something, and I will be right there with you, because I agree. Totally.
And I am not afraid of anything, not even bullets, okay? Believe
me. Me neither. Me neither.
Not afraid of mice. Now, I see a mice girl and I run after the mice. It's not good. It's not good. People are supposed to run from mice or something if they see something like that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Girl, don't see. Oh, honey, it's been years since I've seen one, but the last one I seen, I chased him down. Okay, it's like I'm not going to see a mice and I'm going to run the other way. It's not happening. I'm going to run everything. If I got to pull out the refrigerator, I don't care. I'm going to get you, you know. So, yeah,
you are.
Kind of girl.
But you got a team behind you, honey. The women that are behind you, I'm sure some of the men are too, but the ones that are with you, you know they are all in. They're right there with you. There's nobody that's a weakling or anything. We are tough. We are fighters. We are not giving up.
And we are ruling the world, Sylvie.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
The world. You know, you guys, Sylvie has worked with major, major international film industry people. The person that introduced her to me is a guy named Peter Asim. He is a film financer friend of mine for years who we love dearly. Sylvie and I love him dearly, and
we do
each other. So we basically keep up with him, and we are planning on doing a whole lot of great things in the future together. I'm looking forward to it. You know, Sylvie, I don't know. I think I might be running out of my time or something on this year.
That's okay, honey. That's okay. That's okay. We will start again some other day. It doesn't matter. Everything is fine. I just know that when you do call me, you call me if you need anything or you want me to, you know, whatever, you can always have me, always. I will help you in any way, shape, or form. I know a lot of people. I've been working for years on a network, and I've got so many people in so many countries, and yes, I will help, and I will be there with you no matter whatever you want. You just give me a call, and I'm yours.
Francis, well, thank you so, so very much for calling in, and I love you dearly. I'm going to go ahead on and maybe grab somebody else. I don't know if we want to, the executive assistant, are we talking about playing another song, or do we want to bring somebody else in? We have somebody coming in? All right, bring on somebody else. Sylvie, I love you so much, my sister, okay?
Yeah. Okay, I will see you another time.
Okay, be blessed. Yeah. Thank
you. Yes, you too, honey. You are already blessed, but I'm working on that too.
All right, sis. Love you.
God bless
you,
girls. All you girls out there. And, of course,
right,
Ryan. You know me. I love Ryan. And two Ryans, one yours, and they're both for us. There they go.
Yes, for real. Okay,
we're going to steal them.
Okay, we're done with Sylvie's gone. Okay, you guys, that was a heavy hitter right there, you all. Sylvie Smith is no joke. She don't even live in Los Angeles. She don't even live in California. Okay, but she is the person who the film people come to when they're ready to put their films out there for distribution. And she deals with the big dogs, $100 million films and stuff like that. So I'm glad to have her as a friend, just like I have so many. Brian, bring in somebody else. I'm ready when you bring them
in. I'm here.
Who is that?
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Hey, Deborah Gilder.
Yes.
Hey, Spirits, how you doing?
I listened to your battle with the politics and all of that.
Girl,
I'm not here for that. I just definitely want to congratulate you on your radio show, moving forward in your progress. I love it. Helping people. I saw you out there in the community today.
Listen, they had us on the TV, but I haven't seen it. I've been getting phone calls saying that we were on Channel 7, and then I got a call about Channel 2, and, I don't know what's out there, but I'm hoping they gave us some good, footage or whatever they did. They did get out and, ask a few questions and that kind of thing. I chopped it up a little bit, but we had a good time. We helped a lot of people.
Awesome. Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, you're not giving away junk. You're giving away quality products that people can sustain themselves, and it feels good. I didn't see Channel 7. I was on my phone, and that's basically how I do a lot of things with my phone.
Yes. Well, sis, I am so glad. Tell me something about what you're doing. Are you still out there starting doing your own business or networking and everything?
Yes. I recently partnered with Health and Wellness, and I'm not sure if you know, but health and wellness is a multi-trillion dollar, industry.
Yes, it
and
is.
So this particular company has tapped into many parts of that, whether it's detox, the energy, immunity, building your immune system. Of course, we're dealing with, all this health crisis. It's very important that we build our immune systems up and make sure that we're healthy, that we have the energy to deal with whatever we're dealing with daily. And
yeah.
I just have to say, since I started with the products, my energy has increased, not just your physical energy, your mind, just clearing out the clutter, So
well,
I'm really excited.
What's the name of this product, and how can we find you to get it?
The name of the company is TLC, and I can be found on Instagram, Gilder_Deborah. That's Gilder_Deborah, Debra. We recently, actually one of the former mayors of Hawthorne, made a partnership with the City of Carson. So they're one of our official partners.
Make sure, Before you finish that, Gilda, G-I-L-D-E-R underscore Debra, D-E-B-R-A.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Is that at, like, your Instagram?
Yes, at Gilda underscore Debra. Mm-hmm.
At Gilda underscore Debra. All right. Everybody, y'all know where y'all can go to get TLC, some tender loving care. Is that, that's what I would call it. I don't know. That's what the initial stands. I need some TLC. Okay.
Absolutely.
So get
you
some
can get
TLC,
that too.
Ooh.
You can get that too. We're looking, I'm looking for business partners that want to take it to the next level. Our wonderful visionary, Stormy Wellington, she's established 1,000 families. So that was her vision a few years ago. Now she's moving on to 1,000 millionaires, 1,000 black millionaires.
All
and
right
black
now.
Not being black, not necessarily meaning the color of your skin, but it means power. It means strength. You know,
yes.
Strength in the mind. So we're
okay.
we're accepting everybody. So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean. So you can even go to Instagram and look at 1,000 Black Millionaires and tune in every day at 10 o'clock, depending on what time, well, what time zone you're in. I usually watch it. In fact, it's on, it was just went off. I was telling Ryan, I said I was on another call.
Uh-huh.
In my area, it comes on at 9. So that's every area. Well, East Coast is, comes on at 10.
Okay.
And it's about giving the opportunity for us to build generational wealth.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's more than just, you know, getting a product and feeling good. But you have the opportunity to help your family. I mean, if you don't have a business, Teresa, that you can work from home, geez,
you're
kind of stuck.
Everybody needs to be thinking about being entrepreneurs and not employees. That's the
mindset
we should have, entrepreneurial minds and not employees. And it's okay to have, you know, you have to be an employee at some time. Some people do.
Yeah, it's
have
okay.
to be an employee at some point. But always have that entrepreneurship in your mind to where you can plan to have a life that is full and the way you want it to be without having to be dependent on somebody else's functioning in order for you to function. You know,
absolutely.
This is because my time is passing by, and I know
okay.
I have other people on the line. I want to try and catch some other people, and I want to talk a little bit about where we're going as a people in the future. There's too much division going on, and we all care about us as black people,
sure.
and that's what we need
sure.
to be really thinking about. How are we going to move forward as a people? And not saying that we're not caring about other races, but we have a lot of questions that need to be answered within our own race, within our own culture, that we need to ask ourselves, and we need to figure
yes.
out how we're going to move forward from there. You know, and that's something
yes.
that's really, really concerning me, because everybody's so divided and nobody's really coming together. And some people have situations mm-hmm. that are strong. Some people have situations that are weak. And we're not trying to see how we can hold each other up or join together
yes.
in trade partnership, collaborate.
Absolutely.
So we have to get some stuff going.
Absolutely. And we have to be at the point where it's okay that we care about ourselves. We care about the world, yes, but we have to start at home first, correct?
Yeah.
Basically,
self-care.
What you're saying. Yes, we have to start with ourselves. You know, we want other people to believe in our vision. We have to start with it ourselves.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna hold you, but I do want to say I thank you for allowing me to have this few minutes with you. And I congratulate you, and I look forward to joining arms with you. Of course, you know I'm in another state, but that's okay. You know,
okay,
babe,
I'm glad. You probably would be normally sleeping, but I appreciate you taking the time to call me. You guys reach out to her at Gilda underscore Debra. Get involved with her business. If you want to get in some tender loving care, get fit, learn more about her business, reach out to her.
TLC means total life changes. So we have the power to help
change
life. All right.
TLC for me. All right. I love you, sis.
Love you, too. love you too, and thanks again, and stay with it. And of course, I'm here for you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, you guys, before I bring anybody else in, I'm just because you brought it up, or it made me think about it. I want to talk about our community and the need for us to change our way of thinking. We don't think highly enough of ourselves. We think we're supposed to be at the bottom of the totem pole. The way we respond to things. It's so much stuff that our well-being, our self-care, we need to think about how we're going to care for ourselves, and we cannot depend on everybody else to take care of us. We have the power to rise up and do some things for ourselves. Maybe we need a little bit of help, but we really need, you know, we can do better. So, Ryan, somebody's out there waiting to talk to me. Who's on the line? Is anybody there? Bring somebody in, because I know somebody's calling. Anybody? I said, who's on the line? Is anybody there? And tell me what you say. I'm so glad, you guys, that you're here. I am so grateful to Reed Rich. That is my sister from another mother. Infinite Scope PR, she made it happen today out there on the front line in the 9th District. We gave away over $50,000 worth of product or more. Everything from baby diapers to lotion to food items and you name it. I don't even know, you know, Old Spice and Gillette products and Spick and Span. We even had diapers for seniors, you know. So we just were really, really blessed today to be able to take care of a lot of people. And I have a lot to thank God for. Ryan, do we have anybody else on the line? Bring them in. Let me see who's on the line. Is anybody there? Is anybody here? Who's there?
Hello. Yo.
Hello. Who is that?
It's Greg Paul.
Greg Paul from Riverside?
Yes. Children working to save our planet.
Brother. How are you?
Fantastic, terrific, and great.
I know that's right. Thank you for calling in. What's going on with you? We did a big giveaway today, Greg. It was the Bomb Bomb.
I heard about it, man. I heard it. You guys out there getting it in.
Man, you should have been there. Mark Anthony was holding it down on the front line, okay? He had a big microphone. The big thing is telling the people, you know, how the cars are lining up. It was really, it was fun. It was amazing, the amount of support. I can't count how many, volunteers. Just so many people. And we're going to do it again.
Just well, have to get the okay. You're doing a wonderful job, first and foremost. And a brother like myself who's conscious and aware and who's been doing this about 35 years on a conscious level. You mentioned some things about our community and what we need and some of the things we need to work on and change about ourselves. Mainly is the cognitive awareness. We need to understand why we're focusing and functioning the way we are and how we can make those changes.
Yes, yes. That is so true. Tell me a little bit about your organization, because you are making a big difference out there in the Riverside area, and you're also partnering up with other organizations to get great things done in the community all over the place. You're moving and shaking in all counties, actually. Oh, and also...
Yes, ma'am.
Also, I want to touch on your writing skills because I've read one of your books, but you told me a couple of your movie ideas, and I am going to do all that I can to pull some of that stuff up onto the screen, okay? But, yeah,
yes,
tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, the main thing we're doing right now, Tuesday, on Vogue Day, we have a meeting with the Pasadena Police Department, and what we are going over is we are talking to them, and this is the final step for us moving forward with cognitive training for the Pasadena Police Department. And some of the realities that we will be talking to them about, for example, is you know, how to create a different conversation between law enforcement and the general public.
Mm-hmm.
So very important on, you know, the purpose for the cognitive train is to accomplish resolving issues between law enforcement and general public, showing law enforcement that they must have a different conversation within themselves. Law enforcement, you know what I'm saying? They must see the conversation that they have been having with themselves versus the conversation they need to see that will help them to really protect and serve not one group, but all groups.
You're right about that. And you know what? Did I do something? I hit something on my thing. Listen, I really think that we should really figure out how we can get some community policing situations together where we have some of the seniors in the community or get maybe a couple of houses on each block to be nominated for being the contact house on that block if something's going down, that you can get these mediators out there. You know what I'm saying? There's some systems that we can be able to put in place in order to address some of the issues that we are facing as a community. And community policing, I believe, if we get a couple of people, I don't know, it's something we can do. I just think that we need more conversation on it, and maybe after talking to you today, maybe we can spark some kind of movement or conversation where we can create a space to move forward on this. And this is something that the police chief, the sheriff, and everybody needs to be in on. It needs to be a collaborative effort with the organizations, agencies, and churches all involved so we can see about our communities the right way. If we can get food boxes with meat, eggs, chicken, and all of that stuff we've been giving away, if we can get those in just about every household in the city, I'm sure we can get some kind of organization as it goes on as it relates to our people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%. I'm in total agreement, and that's what Children Working to Save Our Planet, that is what we are about. That's what we're working on.
You guys were out. That's the shirt that Mark Anthony wore today out with us. We was representing. Okay, he was representing today. So anyway, I know that I'm probably close down to my time. It's 7:52. On here right now. I don't know if what they have planned for me. I told them to just fix it where I can come and sit down. I wasn't trying to do all. Okay, y'all found out I got a dog. He was good the whole while. I have not, but I know I know why he's scratching me, because it's time. It's time. So I needed to give me a couple more minutes though. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm so glad you called. You guys keep up the good work. We're going to be looking for you bringing some of your film projects to the big screen in the future. And looking forward to doing some more things with you. So thank you so much for calling and giving me some of your time on this day of my first day of. My radio launch party, my first day on the radio. And listen, can you come on as a guest in the future?
Certainly.
All right. I say I would love to have you as a guest in the future. Thank you so much for calling me. My dog, I got him up in my lap now. Got drama going on. But, Greg, let's talk hopefully sometime this week. I want you to come down to the Eradicate the Hate spot, okay?
You got it. Peace and blessings.
Okay, peace and blessings, my brother. Take care. Thank you for calling. All right, that was cool. That was cool. Everybody, that was cool. That young man, Craig with a C, he's a major, major player out there in the industry working with gangs and intervention and just doing major things in the community. I'm grateful to have him as my friend. And we're going to have him come and be a guest in the future. We're going to start having some of the guests come on. And I'm so grateful. I want to thank again Ed Waterford for having me. What? I know I taste good on my neck. You say you smell me, huh? This is my dog, Solo. Anybody that's listening, I got my dog on my Facebook page with me right now. And I'm getting ready to wrap it up for this day, this awesome day. I want to thank everybody that called in today for me. I'm looking forward to hitting some hot topics in the future as we come on. I know politics is one. It got a little heated today with Carla. You know, everybody's got my opinion. I'm not holding it back. And they got their opinion. Just don't let it be something that to divide us. You know, we're not going to die or anything happen crazy if our pick for president does not win. Everybody get up and go and vote. Don't forget to go and vote. If you haven't gone already, be sure to go before Tuesday, no later than Tuesday. Put your stuff in the mail. Oh, no, it's too late to put it in the mail. Take it down to the voting station if you haven't done that already. But just be sure to get your vote in. Your vote matters. Your vote counts. Please, please, please do that. I want you to remember to love each other. Y'all don't know how important that is. And walking in forgiveness. Forgive yourself today and every day. Don't let the hurts of other people cause you not to move forward, paralyze you, or cause you not to succeed in some way in your life. Know that God has a plan for your life. All things are working together for your good, good and bad. If it's something that's bad that's going on in your life right now, don't focus on it because God has a plan for that. That bad thing look bad, but God has some good in that. All things, good and bad, are working together for your good. And know that you have the power. You have the power to do what it is that you want to do with your life in any way that you want to do it in your life. You have the power within you. Remember, God said, He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power that is already at work within you. Just know that you already have the power. And remember, the kingdom of heaven is on the inside of you. And he says, seek first the kingdom, and all these things shall be added to you. So if you're seeking the kingdom, and the kingdom is on the inside of you, that means everything that you desire and want is really on the inside of you, and you need to learn how to manifest those things for your life. You have the ability to manifest. You can manifest what you want. And remember, karma is something that is really, really real. If you want to stay away from bad energy, stay away from negative things and people, and don't allow yourself to get caught up in doing any kind of wrong. Always move from a place of love, and you'll stay away from bad karma. The people who suffer a lot from bad karma is because they did enough no good in their life and enough stuff to mess everybody up to where it just comes back on them. But you walk in love and peace and let the joy of the Lord be your strength. When you feel weak and you stressed out, all you got to do is think about God. He said if you keep your mind on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. This is a process thing. You have to keep your mind on. If you ain't got no peace, it's because you ain't thinking about God. You're thinking about your problems. You know, stop thinking about your problems and put your mind on the goodness of God and find something to be grateful for, so you can get some peace in your life. I don't want to sound like I'm fussing because I try not to be a fussy word, but I think my time is over. Is my time over? Is anybody else on the line? All right, I think I'm gone, you guys. I think they're playing the last of it. Am I out of here? I love you guys. My time is up. Be blessed. And Facebook, I'm letting y'all go too. I love you. Be blessed. I gotta figure out how to stop. This is my first time doing this on Facebook, you guys.
Vacation, confusion, illusion. It's your life. It's your life. It's your life.
All right, solo's hungry. That's what he's doing. It's time to eat. That's why you buy.